So you return to the spirit world, we say. Now what happens in our lifetime, each one of these gaps, there's a ceremony. There's a rite of passage, each one. I talked about the puberty ritual. The one when you stop growing tall, that will be contingent upon you as a human being. Maybe it might be a fasting ceremony of some kind. It might be a pipe ceremony for you. It might be a sweat lodge. It might be another knowledge. But somewhere along here, each one of these little stars on here represent a ritual that takes you into the next life. Because we understood physiologically you change. Yeah. Cognitively, you have to make that change too. You know, you need to let go of your past life and pick up the new life. Look forward to the new life. That's a cognitive experience. Then again, each one of these little stars represents a time where that existentialist question happens, why am I here? We say in terms of this teaching, every time you ask, why am I here? That you're wondering. Your spirit is reminding you of why you came here to do a purpose. So also, these seven stages could be represented by independent lives with gaps in between them. These gaps are where you could fall off life. And statistically, you might find clusters of our people dying during these times in life. Clusters of suicide even around puberty, 29 and 30, 40, 42, 55, 60, 75. You'll find clusters of our people dying around those times. Again, I remind you that maybe at one time you lived to be 150. So, in the feather carriers, we talk about bridges, bridging stories. We all have stories about how we cross those little gaps. We do this part because we don't follow our rituals as much as we did at one time. So, your bridging story might be getting your master's degree, getting your degree, or some life change, maybe becoming a grandparent. There are natural ways that you go past through these gaps. So we talk about these bridging stories. There are ways where you cross these gaps into the next part of your life. And that they could be what we call bridging stories. You know? So it's not, even though we speak in terms of the teachings and we talk about our culture and the rituals, these things still happen. And I like to remind young people around the time they were 15, you know, because our people don't all vision quest or very fast anymore. Around the time we were 15, we had a big dream. And when I'm talking to people, whether I'm counseling adults or youth, I ask them to think about a time when they're 15 that they had what we call a big dream. That's their vision dream. It still comes because we need to remind ourselves our people did this for thousands of generations. So much of what I'm talking about isn't something we've lost. A lot of what we go through still happens to us, either physiologically, cognitive, and spiritually. We're still going to experience this, whether we're indoctrinated to our culture or not. So the big dream is an element that a lot of our people can call up. Around the time you were 15, there's a big dream. We talk about that. So the bridging stories could be relative to those life changes that you had. And again, I'll remind you of those life changes. Puberty, when you stop growing tall, when you become farsighted, menopause or mental pause, we call it, and then a time when your heart hasn't experienced on 70, around that time. And we don't know the other ones because we haven't lived that long. There are other changes. I have a theory that the last big change for that one is it has to do with our spirit. We become more spirit being than physical being. That it's our spirit that carries us through life. Because when we're young, our physiology carries us. Our body does so much for us. We can, you know, do lots to it. We can damage it and recover it. Middle of life, we kind of have to become a little more thinking about that. We have to think about looking after our physical. We have to think about looking after our body. We've got to talk about making ourselves exercise. Making ourselves eat right. It's a cognitive process. So I believe as we go through life, it becomes a spiritual one, that our spiritual takes over. My mother talked about her great-grandfather when he died. He was 116, she said, And both her great grandparents lived in a wigwam, and they both gardened. They were strong. They were physically active. But she said that day her great grandfather went to the spirit world, he just got up out of his rocking chair and he started walking, and his body fell to the floor. And she said it was just a bag of bones. And like, it was like all that was keeping it was his spirit, is what she said. So I think sometimes maybe that's what happens at the end of our journey. It's our spirit that gives us this keeps us in this life. So the Mekong's teaching, and I've only told you a very brief part of it here. When I work with people, we take 6 sessions at least to go through this. And then again, what it does for them, we talk about it centers them on their identity, who they are, their spirit name, their clan, their village, their nation. And from those 4 insights, they have an understanding or clues as to their life purpose, why they're here, what they've come here to do. But then again, we're reminded that every time you stop and think, hey, why am I here? That's a spiritual moment, that your spirit calling out to you, reminding you you came to this creation to do something.